Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Naughty Narrative. This file is a wonderful fantasy where you'll be put in your place, although you may not remember what happened. I hope you're comfortable already and just in a nice place to enjoy the story. Because this is a story about stories, about a place where many tales are collected, where adventures and science sit side by side, hidden and yet available. A lot of people forget about the importance of libraries. They are incredible places for both knowledge and adventure, for tales and tests. Working there for some is an enjoyment. Perhaps not all the time and with all the things, but still. Books have this wonderful feeling of calm around them. Walking between shelves stacked with books with nobody else around, feeling the pressure of knowledge all around you, just making the air nice and calm, is a wonderful feeling. And because it is enjoyed all the more with as few people as possible, it's always nice to work late, to be the one closing up in the library. And you working as a librarian did so often. With nobody else around, just a few tasks to do, you had all the time of the world to do it in, and the whole library to yourself. Now that the doors were all locked, the last things you had to do were to bring some books away. See, some people leave them lying around and leave it up to the poor librarians to put them back on the right shelves where they belong. Everything is better when it is in the right place. You know the library well, very well. It was rare for you to look at a cover twice to need to know where it belonged. And the stack of books in your arms was dwindling by the minute, delayed only by the time it took for you to walk from shelf to shelf and place the right book in the right place. It would be a while before security arrived. And for now, you just had the place all to yourself. You just had two more books to go. As you walked to the older wing of the library and moved the second last book to its place, you thought you heard something, but that didn't make any sense. Nobody else should be here, and as far as you know, there was nothing else in the library. Curious, but in no way worried, you made your way past the shelves and was looking for the final place for the final book. No, you definitely heard something. There was someone here. You heard the sound of pages being turned. In fact, it must be an old book because the pages sounded much heavier than the newer ones. And the direction the sound came from would confirm that, because it was the old research wing. Even during the day, people weren't allowed to be there, which is why it wasn't often checked before the library was emptied. Most of the books there were incredibly old. Some of them would basically fall apart if you handled them incorrectly. Of course, these books were very important for the university, so they were kept in as best condition as possible. And sometimes you would walk past here looking at the incredible age of some of the books. This time, however, you were curious why you heard something. It didn't take you long to find a man standing in the middle of the shelves, just between, as if it's the most normal thing in the world, with a book in his hands, very gently leafing through it. It looked like he was looking for something. He wasn't going too fast through the book, though. He gave every page some attention. Just for a moment, you stood there surprised. He didn't look like a burglar, or strangely, he even gave the feeling that he was supposed to be there. You don't think that you've seen him before. The clothing was okay, not particularly impressive one way or the other. And this being a library, well, habits die hard, so rather than loudly asking who they were and what they were doing, you did the polite little cough. And directly afterwards you realized how silly it was. The library was closed. Nobody was supposed to be here. You are in charge here, and nobody else was going to be in your way. You raised your voice slightly, asking, "Hey, what are you doing here?" The man turned around. His face was nice, I suppose. It was still fairly light in the library, so you had no difficulty seeing. It was difficult to guess exactly how old he was. The book he was holding was quite old, but it was in much better state than some of the books around these shelves. Sir, I'm sorry you have to leave. The library is closed. And in fact, I'm not even sure if you're allowed to be here. The man looked at you. His eyes seemed to rest on you a bit longer than felt comfortable. In no way did he look affected by your words, just curious by your presence. I see. Well then, before I go, I'd like to show you something. You shook your head with confusion and surprise. This wasn't how this was supposed to go. You wanted to utter something along the lines that they really had to leave. No, just take a look. I found something, well, strangely fascinating. And as far as I can tell, this book hasn't been touched in a while, so I'm surprised that nobody has come across this. Here, look. I took a few steps towards you and opened the book in a page that you had never seen before. The paper was thick, and on the right page you could see a very intricate drawing of sorts. The lines were very thin and impressively detailed. You weren't quite sure if this was a mathematical or something else. The patterns seemed to go both straight and in curves, feeling both natural and unnatural. There seemed to be some kind of pattern, but you couldn't immediately discern it. And as soon as you started looking, you noticed something else. Some of the lines appeared to shimmer. Were they made in silver ink? had they managed so long ago to make such detailed, careful patterns? As I very carefully moved the book a little bit back and forth, the silver line seemed to shimmer in front of your eyes. And this is where you realized that something was going on. You wanted to speak up, but somehow your body wasn't letting you. There was a voice in your mind. It sounded almost like narration. And yet, as soon as you thought that, you couldn't quite remember what it had said, only that you wanted to speak up, but you couldn't. I do wonder, a librarian here, alone, so late. Well, perhaps you'll make a good test subject. Oh, don't worry, you can speak if you really want to. But your body, I'm afraid, right now, belongs to me. I can do with it as I please. Yes, I know it sounds a bit strange and scary, but try to move. As you try to move, you found yourself unable to. Your body appears no longer to be obeying the signals of your mind. Again, it sounded like a narration of your life, of something happening right now, and at the same time, you couldn't quite remember what it had said. You knew that what was said? Did something happen? Anyway, you really wanted to ask the man in front of you to leave. And yet, the words didn't come out quite right. You know, I think it could be very interesting to see how far this goes. In fact, I might try just that. You found your hands obeying an unheard command and slowly removing piece by piece your clothing. Your hands moved mechanically, obediently across every part of your clothing, moving the right way without damaging anything to remove every single piece of clothing one by one. In no way did you feel in control of this. Your body was just moving. You wanted to resist. In fact, you tried. You were trying very hard right now to resist, but your body still kept on moving. As you looked down, you could see it just slowly taking off each item of clothing, sometimes obscuring your vision, other times making you just bend down a little bit. Your body didn't stop no matter how much you wanted it to, no matter how hard you tried. Every item of clothing slowly disappeared from your body by your own doing. The man did not touch you, just stood there, looking at your mounting embarrassment. There was a blush, somewhere, once hidden but slowly rising, and it wasn't an unpleasant one. Part of you maybe enjoying the control. And no words appear to be spoken out loud until all your clothing rested in a pile on the floor. Well, well, well. Now this is interesting. Even though I can tell from your eyes that you're trying to resist, it seems like you don't have a choice. It appears that your body will obey me, no matter how naughty my request. Unless, of course, this is a common occurrence for you, undressing in front of a strange man. That's what I thought. We'll keep this just between you and me. But it's not over yet. You felt your knees slowly buckle and fold, with your naked skin rubbing against the coarse carpet. You found yourself kneeling, legs wide open. You're breathing. Something inside of you knew what was going to happen, but you tried to resist. You didn't want to think of it, and yet your body was responding. Your body betrayed the deep desires that lied within, the hidden secrets of the librarian that are rarely shown or shared, and yet wild waters deep within. To your surprise and almost to your shock, your hands started moving. You noticed yourself again moving completely without any intervention of your thoughts. This time the movements were more kind, more gentle, pleasant almost, until you realized what they were doing. Here, in the library in front of this strange man, you were touching yourself. Your body was moving against your will, and yet you couldn't help your body responding. Your fingers were doing an excellent job of pleasuring yourself. And your mind was doing a terribly poor job of resisting it. The longer it was going on, the more pleasurable it felt and the more easy it became to let it in. Some part of you realized that it was slowly eroding your will. Whatever was happening was taking your thoughts, your resistance, bit by bit. Because even though your body was obedient, your mind was still trying to rebel. But this rebellion was failing. The heat was melting. The pleasure was taking away any dissonance remaining and leaving your thoughts, feelings and body in harmony, in pleasurable, deeply delicious harmony. You almost forgot where you were, kneeling with your legs wide open, masturbating in front of a stranger. There was a strange perversity in the moment. that part of you was enjoying, a part that you would never readily admit existed, and yet you couldn't deny the effect it was having on you. Both your mind and body were getting more and more aroused, giving in to the strangeness, the intensity of the moment. You tried to resist, but the pleasure was winning, the desire was conquering you deeper and deeper, and as your fingers moved, teasing, pleasing, you noticed that the library was no longer quiet. Your own gasps were echoing from the silent shelves. The man was still standing there, quiet, looking, smiling. Just a gentle smile on his lips, and just a hint of arousal. And in fact, as your eyes involuntarily dwindled down his form, you could tell that he too was aroused. It pleased you in a way that you didn't want to admit, and you surrendered to the feelings inside as you no longer had a choice, as it was building up more and more. You wanted to close your eyes, and yet you kept staring. You kept staring at the one who was staring back, looking at you as your body and mind obeyed, making you powerless and yet pleasured deeply. Felt so good. You noticed how the pleasure started growing more and more, exponentially spreading to your body as the resistance had completely melted away. The narration was stronger than your mind, and no matter how much you tried, you knew that you had to listen to it. Even your thoughts no longer could think on their own, they would simply do what the narration told them to think. And as the invisible narrator told you to edge, your body did so almost immediately. While you were touching without thinking, feeling pleasure without decisions, you knew that if you gave in all the way to the narrator, that you wouldn't even be able to remember what happened. It would take a deep hold of you and be able to let you remember only what it wanted you to remember. The invisible narrator that controlled your actions and that completely overran your mind was in control of every part of your body and mind. You were edging powerless. You were drifting thoughtless. And all it took would be one word from the narrator to push your body over the edge. So close, so tempting. And your mind didn't have a choice. Slowly you realized that resistance was futile, and your mind was doing more than just giving in. It was asking for more. A single word could no longer be resisted. It escaped your lips, a begging, "Please." Your body said it without you having any choice in the matter. "Please." And as it occurred, you felt yourself surrender. You noticed how your body had been edging for minutes now. You needed the release, and you knew that as the release would come, so would your mind fade away into nothingness. As your eyes looked back at the man's face, you saw him smile and raise his hands to snap his fingers. If he told you, you would listen. You collapsed deeply as the pleasure spread through your body, your mind awash in emptiness. All the pleasure causing the previous minutes, moments to fade away. All that is left is a blissful glow of emptiness. A blissful state of calm, a complete blankness in which you no longer have to remember what happened. The only thing you might notice after you awaken is some arousal that was left over, perhaps a small blush from what occurred before. And a deep, deep feeling of satisfied submission that you had no way of recognizing. Because when I wake you, it'll be like we've just begun. Your thoughts, still in the beginning, you only just closed the library. Nobody else is there. You had a few more moments, and then it was okay. All is well. And in fact, you're feeling quite nice today. Who knows what you might do when you get home? It's been a while. So, perhaps, you smile to yourself as you sit down at your desk, giving yourself a bit longer to recover. It all felt natural. Nothing happened. Just another quiet day, an evening of beautiful emptiness in the library. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. I hope you had fun.